As the plans for this day came about, and Jeremy and Stacy, they basically said they want us to have church service and then just want to get married at the end of it. And she said, which kind of blew me away a little bit, we're not going to tell anybody what's happening. We're just going to do it. But the word did get out, and we're glad that that did, so that all you guys could be here and celebrate this special day with them. But as I was thinking about what to share this morning before we actually have the ceremony, and just asking the Lord just began to stir in me His redemptive love and His restoration power. And as we've spent time with Jeremy and Stacy, man, if you guys have known them and know them, you know that God's redemptive power and His restoration power has been poured out on those guys. Now, I'll say, they're not perfect, but nobody in here is perfect. But God is, and God loves us. And His desire for us is to get back in that place that He wants for us. The last couple of weeks, I've been talking about the fact that how He's got a plan for us. God has a plan for our lives. Sometimes we feel like, I just don't even know why I'm living. I don't even know why I'm existing. You know, I'm just getting up, going to work, coming home, going to bed, getting up, going to work, going home, coming to bed, paying the bills, not enough money, getting up, going to work. You know, it's just kind of the same old routine over and over again. But just remind you, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. He's got plans for us, guys. It's not just to get up and go to work, come back and go to bed. It's to live a life that shows His love. We're His light. We're His light. As we go into these places, as we go into work, as we go into the grocery store, if we go into wherever it might be that you go in every day, we're His light. And we take that light into that place. We had a testimony last week of how somebody just was asking, Lord, show me somebody to speak to. And there was somebody that all of a sudden when she began to speak to her, this person just was like a sponge, just so needed somebody to say an encouraging word. Somebody just to stop and just say, hey, can I pray for you? That's not difficult. We've made it a lot harder than what it should be. But there's hurting people in this world. There's people that have made wrong choices, like a lot of us. We've made wrong choices. But thank goodness that God is a God of restoration. He wants to bring us back into that place, into that plan that He has for us. And regardless of how you feel, whether you feel like, I missed it, you know, or I've just done such a poor job of it, or maybe you haven't even really been seeking what God's plan is for your life, I'm here to tell you this morning, He has a plan for you. And the neat thing to me about it is He puts that plan in your heart. So many times when people come to know the Lord, they get saved, then they kind of say, what do I do next? What do I do next? You live life. You continue living life. You continue going about the things that you have to do. He puts that desire in you. He puts that plan in you. And if you will just bring Him into the daily operation of your life, He'll walk you through that plan. It's not a big deal. It's not like all of a sudden you got to throw everything out the window and wait for God to just give you the booklet of how to walk out life. He wants to do that as you walk out life. That's His desire. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now that's a pretty big promise right there. The desires of your heart. I love what the Passion Translation says it this way. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and He will provide for you what you desire the most. You know what this word desire means? It means to pamper, to be pampered, to be happy. So if you pamper yourself, we like to be pampered, don't we? Yeah, most of us do. But if you pamper yourself in the Lord, now whoever thought about how can I pamper myself in the Lord? Man, just delight in Him and who He is and what He's done. But when you do that, then He will give you the desires of your heart. Because that's who He is. He's a good daddy. He's a good daddy. See, he doesn't really care that you might have missed it. That you haven't maybe fully pursued what He has, or even brought Him into your life to help guide you through. That's in the past. What He wants is you to stop today and say, God, you know, you've got a plan for me, and I'm not so sure that I'm in the middle of that plan. Would you reveal that to me? Would you help me walk in that? Because that's what He wants to do. He wants to help you walk through life. That's who He is. He's a good daddy. He is a good daddy. Now, those who know me know that I refer to God as daddy a lot. Because to me, daddy is a special word. Okay? I just saw the little plaque that you gave to me. That He's a good daddy. She cross-stitched or whatever it was, gave it to me, and I got it hanging in my office. Some of you may not have had such good daddies, so that might be a difficult thing to do. But listen, He loves you more than you know. And He cares about every little thing that you care about. But so many times we try to keep Him out here at a distance and let me go about life. Let me do what I got to do, you know. And oh, yeah. We don't have a problem whenever we get into a jam saying, oh, God, help me out of this mess. But then when you kind of get out of the mud and stuff and get cleaned off and you move on, then all of a sudden you kind of keep Him back out here. Listen, guys, that's not where He wants to be. He wants to be right in the center of everything that you're doing. He's a God of second chances. But you don't know what I've done, Pastor Donnie. Oh, it don't matter. It does not matter to Him. There's a few people in the Bible that got second chances. If you really read it and look at it, think about Moses. Remember, Moses went up on the mountain. God wrote out the Ten Commandments for him and sent him back down. He got mad and broke them. Had to go back up the mountain again. And God rewrote them for him. Think about Paul. Before he became Paul, he was Saul. He was a Christian killer. That was what he was after. He was out trying to destroy Christianity and anybody that was anything part of it. David, King David, he was an adulterer and a murderer. But yet God saw fit to use his lineage to bring Jesus Christ, our salvation. And then Jonah. It said the word of the Lord came to Jonah to go to Nineveh because they were not doing such good things up there. And it says that Jonah was a man of God, but he turned and went the other direction. And if you know the story, as he fled, he got on a boat, big storm came, threw him overboard, big fish got him, spit him out. But then it goes on to say, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. A second time. It didn't say he cast him out. It didn't say he, you know, get out of here, Jonah. I don't have anything to do with you. It said, okay, Jonah, here's the word. Here's the word. This is what I want you to do. Will you just be obedient? I feel like probably some of us have done that before. We've heard God speak to us. We might even have ran from that word. But I'm telling you, this morning, God's speaking a second time. Because His desire is to be in the middle of your life. His desire is to help you through everything that you face every day, every circumstances. We've all made mistakes. But thank goodness His grace and mercy is bigger than our mistakes. He sent Jesus to pay the price for us. See, God doesn't give up on us. His plan is still waiting for us to accept it and to walk in it. And all we've got to do is be willing to do that. And I love the fact that there are several scriptures that talks about His restoration. In Zechariah, it says, I will restore them because I have compassion on them. That's who He is. He's got compassion on us. And if you've floundered a little bit, or you've strayed a little bit, or you just don't feel like you're walking the way that you ought to be walking, He's got compassion. He says, that's okay. Just come on back. Come on back. I'm not going to slap you on the wrist. I want to help you from this day forward to walk into things that I have for you. That's what He's called us to. And I love that it says in Joel that I will repay or restore, some translations say, you the years the locusts have eaten. We don't know too much about locusts these days. But back in those days, the swarm of locusts came and ate their crops to nothing. While it might not have been a locust, there's a devourer out there that may have come and tried to steal, kill, and destroy things that are important to you. But it says He'll restore that. That's who He is. He is a restorer. I can remember talking about crops. There's a lady, a dear friend of several of us in here, that she used to say, because of the seed that you've sown, you better be praying for a crop failure. But see, God will cause those bad seeds not to come up. He wants to bring out the good seeds in our lives. He wants to extend His grace towards us. He's a loving Father. He's a loving Daddy. And He cares about everything that we do. And He wants to be a part of that. See, God didn't discard the plans that in Jeremiah says that He had. You know, if you study the Bible, if you know it, it says that He knitted you together in your mother's womb. Okay, so He put you together and He's got a plan for you. And He didn't discard that plan because you made some bad choices. That plan is still there. He just wants you to bring Him into your life so He can get you back on the path to fulfill that plan. We've seen in Stacy and Jeremy's life restoration. We've seen God bring them to a place that some of you probably would have thought they'd never been at today. But you know what? Maybe a different place, but I was at the same place. My wife was at the same place. Each one of us has been at the same place, and that's lost without Him when He's not helping us make decisions and choices and directing our paths. But He's a God of restoration. And that's what He desires. He wants to restore us to the plan that He created us to fulfill. Let me ask you a couple of questions this morning. How about you? Do you see the redemptive power at work in your life? Do you see Him guiding you through what's happening? Ms. Sally was just sharing with some of the girls that have gone through Rivergate this morning and how it seemed like it took a little while, but God is working. God is working. God is restoring. God is putting them on solid ground, and that's an awesome thing. Listen, this could be the day that you finally decide to stop trying to make it on your own. This could be the day that you ask Him to restore the plans that He has for your life. See, God's not interested in what we once were. He's interested in what we can become. Yesterday's gone, but we're here now and what's ahead of us. And God wants to take you from right where you are into the plans that he has for you. But he's as good as he is. He won't force that on you. It's a decision that you have to make. I want to do something this morning. I'm not going to ask you to stand up. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you to signify in any way. But in a minute, I want to pray over you guys. Louder? Is that better? I'm sorry. Thank you. But if there's something stirring in you this morning that you just know you're not in the center of that plan that he has for you, let this be the day. Let this be the day. As Jeremy and Stacy join together, and as today is Rosh Hashanah. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The Jewish calendar for a new year. Let this be the day that you asked him. Listen. Sometimes we expect or we look for some big, great emotional response. And listen, sometimes it's there. I understand. But there's sometimes that it's just a matter of, okay, God, you know, I've kind of made a mess of things up to this point. Will you help me get out of this mess and get back on your plan? God knows your heart. I don't need to know. But as I ask you to bow your head and let me pray over you, if that's you, just say, that's me, Lord. I need you to help me get back on track. Father, I thank you today for who you are. You are a good Father, and you love us so much. And you want more than anything for us to allow you to help us to walk through life, to walk out the plans that you have for us, the plans that you designed for us years ago, before we were ever brought into this world. Lord, I know that there's so much of the world's teaching that says that you've got to do it on your own. You got to suck it up and go. But Lord, there's so many times that we run into things that we cannot handle on our own. And so I'm asking today that you would just show yourself to us. And Lord, that we would recommit our lives to you, to say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life. Show me where I've got off path or how to get back on the path or whatever it is that you want to show me today. Lord, I love you and I thank you for being such a good daddy to me. And I just give you glory and honor today in Jesus' name. Amen.